Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTillia along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody tomorrow and for the next 3 days, it'll be mandatory mini camp days for the Saints. We'll have on with us the Cajun Cannon. Bobby Hebert will be here to give us his breakdown of what he saw at the mini camp sessions. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you'll get that right here on the Big 870 WWL. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, former LSU player, commentator, and he's one of the big wheels at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Ronnie Rance. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Sorry to be a little bit late. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Ronnie. Thanks so much. Ronnie, you've seen a lot of baseball. Every team is built a little bit different, but your thoughts on this 2025 team for LSU, where they've really built it around pitching and really good defense. Maybe not the power in the bats we've seen in the past, but everything came alive batting-wise this weekend when you scored 28 runs.
Well, you know, I really think, I mean, a lot's made about the top two pitchers, Ianson and Anderson, of course, that are both guys that you could see pitching in the major leagues one day. And then, you know, it's literally a record defense. I mean, LSU a couple of days ago was fielding at a 982 clip, which LSU's never been better than 981. Has any team ever been better than 981? So that would, they can finish at 982. That'll be the best fielding percentage team LSU baseball's ever had. And, you know, they've got two of the best starting pitchers that arguably, you know, a 1-2 punch, you could be right up there in a conversation as one of the top two or three best 1-2 combinations LSU's ever had. But I think the offense could slept on a little bit. I mean, 1 through 9, it's a very balanced offense. Even Braswell, who's hitting just above the Mendoza line at 200, plays a really good third, and he's a good team player. You know, he bunts. He moves runners over. He's got the flair for dramatics to get the big hit throughout the 2-year career he's had at LSU. So that's it. You know, that's your guy at the bottom that on paper has a low average. Everybody else is dangerous. And so I think it's a very balanced offense. Maybe not the 100-plus homer power that they've seen in the past, but they can hit a double and get a big base hit with the runner on scoring position against anybody.
One of the things, Ronnie, is kind of you understand it better than anybody. When you get hot as a hitter, okay? And we saw this with Steven Milam over the last couple weeks. And then, you know, the Bear himself, he got into a funk. He hadn't had an extra base hit since the South Carolina series. And then all of a sudden now he's starting to swing that bat. And, you know, and again, Fry is who he is. There's some potential here that you could see that this team, because not everybody plays the same all the time. That the highs and lows of baseball are there much more so than, say, basketball and football. But you start to see with Steven Milam, Bear, Fry, hey, you got something there.
Well, Steven Milam, as a true freshman last year, had a fantastic postseason and kind of made a name for himself. He'd already had a great All-American type freshman year, don't get me wrong, but he, even though LSU didn't make it past the regional, remember they lost to North Carolina in the championship game of the regional in North Carolina, but Milam had a great postseason in the SEC tournament, had a great regional, and so big expectations were upon him. And everybody thought he'd probably hit 320, 330 this year. But, you know, shortstop takes a lot out of you. It's the toughest position next to catcher on the field. And, you know, he played a really good shortstop, played an excellent defense, but his average fell a little bit. But he was much more balanced left-right. He's a switch hitter. Last year he was a much better hitter left-handed than right-handed. This year has been a lot more balanced with his average. And now all of a sudden, now that the pressure's off of him, right, like guys are worried about everybody else, he now slips up and has 8 RBI over the weekend and has an unbelievable breakout postseason in the Super Regionals. And now, you know, he's back to being a dangerous extra base hitter.
You know, Ronnie, I think a real interesting part of Jay Johnson's offenses in the past has been their patience and plate discipline. And you saw that on full display this past weekend against West Virginia. The team worked 17 walks in 2 games, and it was at least half a dozen hit by pitches with Luis Hernandez getting hit a few times. He took a beating this past weekend. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because whenever it felt like LSU was getting a rally going, it always started with a walk, or it always started with a hit by pitch. And then, you know, in game one, they were popping the ball out the park. In game two, it was more of like these big, you know, singles and doubles that were scoring runs at different parts of the game, but all starting with patience and plate discipline. And that's obviously something that Jay Johnson teaches to these guys.
It is. It's a part of Jay Johnson's philosophy, especially the hit by pitch part. He really trains that. If you go back and look at what he did at Nevada, Arizona, and now LSU, you know, they work on that. He stresses, you know, get in that box, spread your feet, dig your cleats into the dirt, and you can move, you can twist and turn, and you can duck and all that, but don't move your feet. Just turn your body and get hit by the pitch. They try to do that, and they actually kind of didn't do it as much this year as they've had in the past. Now, Dickinson, he's a guy who's been a magnet and been hit a lot this year, but overall, they probably have been a little bit down in the hit by pitches, but they have done a nice job, and always that will do a nice job, you know, with the on base percentage, with drawing walks, and you know that's a part of the game that people don't talk about. And Skip Bertman, you know, was big on that. He talked about it from a standpoint of offense and defense. He stressed to the pitchers, you know, don't walk the leadoff batter, because he had the statistics. He knew that leadoff walks in college baseball come around the score more than 50% of the time. So, you know, and that goes both ways. And so, you know, as an offense, if you're LSU, you see you work a leadoff walk, it's, and you know, literally you start cheering in the dugout, because you know you're going to probably score. And so you're not going to get 17 hits a game usually. You're going to usually get 8 to 12, but if you can get 8 to 12 hits, and then you throw in an extra 8 to 10 free bases, that's how you can have a blowout victory.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ronnie, you brought it up about the catching position, and I think, you know, LSU's been really blessed here with Luis Hernandez, and, you know, his bat came alive, but, you know, just – handling pitchers, and so many, and a lot of these pitchers, when they come out of the bullpen, freshmen, okay? And that is real telling, not only mentally, but physically on a catcher when you've got to be able to do that. And, man, he's really been an unsung hero of this LSU baseball team.
You know, it's an amazing story because he didn't even play catcher last year. He didn't play catcher last year. He played first and DH'd and hit over 20 homers. And then he comes here and they need him to play catcher. And thank God that he did and that he was such a good player and got better as the season went on, because there was especially the first half of the season, there was a huge gap between he and Aaron Beattie, who's their backup catcher, who's a true freshman from Houston, going to be a star guy, was one of the top catchers coming out of high school in the country, but he wasn't quite ready. If they would have had to have played Aaron Beattie, you know, every game this year, it wouldn't have gone well. You know, he had troubles at times catching the ball and locking the ball, things that he probably won't have trouble with next year after a year under his belt. And so Hernandez has been able to stay healthy. He's gotten better as the season's going on. He's a guy that kind of, if you really want, is still learning how to play the position. And so credit him, man. It could have gone sideways had he been hurt or had it not worked out for Hernandez behind the plate. I don't know where LSU would have been with a pitching staff right now.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Ronnie, about last night, the bullpen, Cooper Williams specifically, the freshman lefty coming out. And after Anthony Einson was starting to struggle a little bit, he was, I guess, laboring in the final innings that he threw, and they were sitting on his breaking ball with a couple of hits there. Cooper Williams comes in 2 2/3, excellent innings, only gave up the one home run, but outside of that, he really steadied the ship for them. And then Chase Shores, like, slamming the door on this West Virginia team. When you had that gigantic lead, 1 1/3 innings pitch, he strikes out 3 of the 4 batters that he faced. Your thoughts on those two guys? Because we all know what we have in Cason Evans and, you know, Zach Howen, who, even though he's kind of struggled a little bit towards the end of the year, he's been outstanding throughout the course of the season. But Cooper Williams really making a name for himself in the postseason as a lefty out of the pen. And then Chase Shores, you saw the talent on full display last night when he's feeling confident with his fastball.
Well, both those guys will be big time. Well, I'm talking about Cooper Williams will be big time next year for LSU. Chase Shores, if he can come back, that would be the coup of all coups. I mean, the guy throws 100 miles an hour and he's 6'8". I don't know what more you want. And you know, I would think he's going to go pro, going to get drafted super high. But stay tuned on that. But Cooper Williams is definitely their best option out of the bullpen for a left-hander. They thought it was DJ Primo. They tried to make that work throughout the year, and Cooper Williams just kind of took that job and was the more consistent. And the guy throws a ball in the low 90s, tall kid from Texas, got a decent breaking ball, throws a lot of strikes. Will get hit a little bit because he does throw so many strikes, but I'd rather that than the other problem, and I think he's going to have a big sophomore year.
Ronnie, you also heavily involved with Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and it's always a star-studded group that gets put in each and every year. And I tell people who haven't been to Natchitoches to see it, it will amaze you. Because, you know, you see, and I know we talk about it so much, about the people and the talent from this area that have went on to the highest levels, if it's football, baseball, basketball, boxing, you name it, it's all over. But it is really something to see and how it's laid out. So tell us a little bit about this year, but what a great job you've done in being able to showcase this to generations that they wouldn't remember walking in and seeing, say, and they read about an Ernie Ladd, or they read about, okay, they see Terry Bradshaw on TV, they think he's an announcer. They don't know nothing about them 4 Super Bowl wins, but you guys do a great job, and also about this year's group.
Well, the museum is located in Natchitoches, Louisiana. It's right on the banks of the Cane River. It's open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30 p.m., and, you know, close obviously for all the major holidays. But the bottom line is that it's an awesome trip down the history of Louisiana. And as you mentioned, Mike, you know, people know about Drew Brees. They know about the big names. But it's also, you know, about fishermen and hunters and baseball players. And just there's over 20 different sports represented. And the history of sports in Louisiana goes back to the 1800s. And so, you know, it's an awesome time. And the induction weekend, which is fantastic, it's a family event, so I urge folks to come to the event. Some of them are free. Some of them are ticketed. You can go to lasportshall.com and learn more about it. But it's the last weekend in June. That's traditionally our induction weekend. And people say, well, why then? Well, that's because baseball season's over with. Even the College World Series finishes up the weekend before our event. The only thing going on nationally is Major League Baseball. We don't have a Major League Baseball team in Louisiana. So outside of that, college sports is over with. So it's the perfect time of the year. And it's before 4th of July. It's the perfect time of the year to celebrate sports and allow the most amount of people, from sports writers to coaches to players, to be able to come to Natchitoches and participate. And, you know, we bring back a lot of former Hall of Famers. Michael Brooks is coming this year. Hadn't seen him in a number of years. Former LSU great linebacker. Burt Jones, RSVP'd. He'll be there this year. And our class is awesome. You go to lasportshall.com. You can read up about it. Got the big names like the Andrew Whitworths and the Nick Sabans joining us. You got Danny Granger from New Orleans, who, of course, is getting a lot of run right now because of the Pacers being in the finals. And, you know, the last time they were in the finals, Danny Granger was a part of that team. So, you know, it's just it's an awesome class. Joe Sherman, of course, from Delgado Community College. He's in the Junior College Baseball Hall of Fame now. He'll be in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, joining his dad, Rag Sherman, who's already in there. So it's an awesome time. It'll be here before you know it. It's coming up at the end of June, 26th, 27th, and 28th. And go to lasportshall.com for more info.
Ronnie, I laugh when you talked about Burt Jones, and we've had him on a couple times over the last few years, and he'll always tell me, man, Mike, I'm not going to stay on a long time. And then he's like A-Bear. He stretched that 10, 12 minutes. Man, we like more 20 minutes, because once you get Burt started, man, he got stories. Burt got some stories to tell.
Oh, no, it's the best. Yeah, no, he's the best. And that's the best thing. For me, being the CEO of the Hall of Fame Foundation is just, you know, getting to meet all those guys. I mean, Burt Jones was a hero of mine as a kid, getting to know them just a little bit. And they do have amazing stories. And to see them, the best part is them getting to see each other, right? You know, right. These stars, these celebs, these Hall of Famers, getting to know each other and all the different sports. I mean, especially for the induction class. I mean, Danny Granger is going to be hanging out all weekend with Joe Sherman. You know, when are those two would normally not be in?
That's true. Okay, Ronnie dropped, but man, we want to thank Ronnie. He does a fantastic job with Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. If you get a chance to go to Natchitoches in that ride on the interstate, it is worth it. If you're a sports fan or even a historian, to see all these people that grew up here in the state of Louisiana, had an impact here in Louisiana or on some of the sports teams here, it will amaze you. It really will. And it's a history lesson in sports when you go to Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So I want to thank Ronnie Rance for joining us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.